You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Sounds Like Nonsense. My name is Roman, and today we're doing a little something special for April Fool's weekend. And today the joke is on myself, because I had a terrible idea, and now I'm going to see it through, and then probably regret it for the rest of my life. So, we all know this show is pretty weird. It's very hard to pin down exactly what my thought process is while I'm making all these playlists. So to counter that, I wanted to think, what is the exact opposite of this show that is also music that I'm ashamed to like? And the answer is 2000 to 2010 pop rock. So I found a bunch of that, thanks to SiriusXM Pop Rocks for giving me a bunch of playlists to sort through this stuff. And I'll explain later why these songs get through to me, but I'm, like, ashamed to like them. But enough of me talking. Let's start with Torn by Natalie Imbruglia.
Thank you.
So let me try to explain my reasoning for playing this stuff, and I'm gonna get like pretty erratic over the course of this show, because when I'm embarrassed, I kind of start to ramble. So between the years like 2000, 2010, when I was like 1 to 11, like this was all I listened to while I was in the car with my mom, because I'm in the back seat, I can't change the channel. So this stuff just like during my formative years just got into my head. Now it's stuck there. I can't, it's like, it's there forever. It's like associated to all these good memories I had when I was younger. And now whenever I hear it on the radio now, I'm like, oh yeah, you know, going to Lord and Taylor or whatever, and, you know, after school. And it's just going to be there forever. And I'm ashamed and I feel bad, but, you know, it's April Fool's, so I have to, like, humiliate myself on the radio. Thank God it's still broken. No one can hear this. Here's Breathless by The Corrs. You ever heard those stories about, like, the United States military laying siege to some base or, like, an embassy, and they would just play music outside really loud? That's how I feel right now. I'm losing my mind in this studio listening to this stuff and having, like, flashbacks to Route 130 and all this other crazy stuff. I vetted all these songs beforehand just to, like, see, you know, this is maximum embarrassment for me. So here's Sister Hazel, All For You. Wonder what that sounds like. Finally, I figured out. I'm noticing another interesting thing while I'm replaying all these is that I've probably listened to all these songs like individually 10 times at least. That's how familiar I am with them, just the amount of times they were played on the radio back between the years 2000 and 2010. So I know them super well, but I don't, back then I didn't know the titles of songs. I just knew the melodies and like, oh yeah, I know that. So like going back through these, I'm like, Thank You by Dido. I don't know what that sounds like. And then 3 seconds in, I'll be like, you know, locked in. So I gave it away. There's Thank You by Dido. Okay, that one I didn't mind so much. It had enough going on. Like, I like the drums, you know? I think, like, they layered enough interesting stuff going on. What am I talking about? All right, this is Lifehouse, Hanging by a Moment. I'm gonna know what this song is in, like, pretty soon.
Falling even more in love with you, letting go.
you know, the first, like, 3 seconds of that song gave me a little too much Creed flashbacks. I wasn't going to play Creed on this because, you know, I know it's, like, popular to, like, hate Creed. And they, like, stopped the whole grunge movement. They were, like, the last post-grunge band. But, you know, I don't want people to know that I listened to Creed as a kid, even though I was, like, 8. So let's listen to this guy sing really high. Got Tal Bachman. Sounds a little too close, like, how about Tal Bachman Turner Overdrive? And he's like, she's so high, and I'm taking care of business. It was a terrible joke. Yeah, that was a big one. That I have probably listened to that song 20 times, at least, cumulatively. Here's a more recent one. This is probably the last of these kind of songs, which, like, slipped over the barrier. And, like, I was like, yeah, I still kind of like that, even though, like, this was around the time I started to get pretty pretentious. Like, just listening to older stuff and thinking that made me cool. But here's Lights by Ellie Goulding.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm less ashamed of that one. That's, I would say that's a pretty good song. It's very well mixed. Like, just listening to it on the big speakers. Very, very good levels on that song. I gotta look up who mixed that. Alright, Walking on Broken Glass, Annie Lennox. Another one from the distant past. I guess someone's, I don't know if the mic can pick that up. I think someone's building something out there. This one's going to be peak embarrassment for me. This is Kiss Me by Sixpence None the Richer. And after this one plays, if I haven't, you know, thrown myself out a window, I'll tell you about the time my friend made me watch a movie with this song and how painful that was. So here we go. Sixpence, take it away. So, let's be honest, like, basic romance comedies don't really exist anymore because they don't make money the way that other things do. But in the early 2000s, they were everywhere. They were falling off the shelves. And my buddies and I like to watch, like, funny movies that are, like, sometimes it's because they're badly made. So one of them just looked up, like, oh, what's a bad funny movie? And he came to She's All That, which is boring and terrible. And, like, we watched it. And we watched it for what felt like 2 hours. And it's like an hour and a half long. And then we, like, you know, checked our progress. And we'd only gotten through, like, an hour of it. And it was just miserable. I need a palate cleanser after that. So here's It's Been a While by Stained. And after this, I'll tell you about, you know, bad grunge music. It's amazing just how, like, for lack of a better word, daddy's issues that song is. But it's funny. It's very funny how, like, seriously he takes that. This one's by Sheryl Crow, and while trying to make this episode, I realize I think I like too much Sheryl Crow. Like, if Sheryl Crow came on the radio, like, 8 out of 10 songs, I'd be like, yeah, I can listen to this, which, that's too many. So here's All I Want to Do.
Thank you.
All right, another one sung by a dude this time. This is The Fray with You Found Me. Yeah, I liked these guys when I was younger. I think this was like, you need sad music sometimes because, like, school doesn't get canceled when it snows, so, you know, you put The Fray on. You know, knowing how old everyone at this school is, I would be genuinely surprised if we didn't have, like, at least a strong 100 people who haven't, like, cried to that song at some point when they were in, like, middle school, like, went to a dance or something. Let's end up this whole playlist with Everywhere by Michelle Branch, a song that I heard on the radio pretty recently, and I think may have inadvertently put this whole idea in my head to just embarrass myself on the radio. See you. Okay, that was the April Fool's playlist. Thank you for joining me. This will never happen again. Things will be back to normal next week, because they will be weird again, I promise. Have a nice week. This has been Sounds Like Nonsense on WJRH. Bye-bye.